Now it's time for our Valley Heights Locker Room Chat here on KMZA 92.1. It's presented by Blue Valley Technologies. We are now talking with the Mustangs football coach. That is Cody Trimble. As we appreciate the time each and every week. Coach, another good win for your team last week. You go on the road, district win at Bennington, 43-6, the final score. Take us back to that one. What'd you like and just a few key takeaways from it?
Yeah, you know, I liked the way that we started. We came out really hot, got up to a 27-0 lead at the end of the first quarter. And then I don't know if we just got a little bored or what, but then we kind of played pretty flat for the next two quarters. Ultimately they ended up finishing it out in the fourth. But, you know, I think one thing that we really need to kind of work on as a team and practice and stuff is getting ready to play four quarters. Something we haven't really had to do the last couple of weeks.
Is that just a mental thing, you would say? You know, you putting four quarters together, you feel good at the start, and then it just kind of steps back a little bit. Is that just a mental thing with the players?
Yeah, I think a little bit. You know, I don't want to take anything away from the teams that we've been playing, but, you know, we've most of the time had our JV in towards the end of the game. So I think I've been proud of the way they start. You know, they don't kind of take anything for granted at the start, but then I think after just a couple of weeks of that back-to-back-to-back, they kind of got a little relaxed there in the middle quarters there and kind of didn't put it away as soon as we should have.
Well, how to just kind of emphasize the importance of four quarters, especially at this point in the season. You're in a great spot here in the district. You have a chance to go on and win a district championship, put yourself in a good spot come playoff time, but just emphasizing to your kids the importance of four quarters when you do get to that week 9, week 10, and into the postseason, you're going to have to do it because you're going to start seeing much better opponents.
Right, and that's something that we talk about every day, making sure that, you know, we're practicing 100% all through practice, not just the first part or the last half or whatever. That's something that we've definitely been talking about. I am glad that, you know, we get to see a Marion team week 8 before we kind of get into the playoffs to maybe kind of get us back in the groove a little bit of playing a full game.
What have you liked about your team, you know, over the course of this last month? You played that tight game with Centralia in week number 1, but four straight wins since and all have been, you know, pretty convincing for the most part, all double-digit victories. But at least in that stretch, what have you liked the most from your team, you know, during this four-game winning streak?
I would say other than those kind of middle quarters of last week, being able to separate ourselves if we are playing a little bit lower competition. And then, you know, we're worried about, I don't know, how we would kind of mesh as a team in the off season with a lot of the pieces that we lost last year. And I feel like things have really kind of came together pretty well as a group.
Talking with Cody Trimble here, Valley Heights football coach. We'll step aside a quick timeout. We'll come back, talk about the week 6 opponent, Mustangs at home against Harrington. We'll talk about it after this here on KMZA. Couple more minutes here with Cody Trimble, Valley Heights football coach, presented by Blue Valley Technologies. Our locker room chats here as we're getting set for week 6 of high school football tomorrow night. It certainly goes by quick, and you look at the district right now, you guys are in a great spot. You'll see Republic County next week. That'll be week 7. That could decide potentially the district championship, but you got to get through a Harrington team. They have struggled to this point. They are 0-5. Some would maybe look at it, view it as a quote-unquote trap game, but just the importance of keeping the mind right and taking it one day at a time, just you feel like the guys have been doing a good job of that this week.
Yeah, you said it. Keeping your head straight, no matter who you're playing, preparing like it's, you know, what we tell our kids is you got to prepare like it's Centralia every week, no matter who's on the schedule. I feel like for the most part, we've done a good job of doing that this week. But, you know, Harrington's got some kids, especially in the backfield, that can be explosive if you give them an opportunity. They had some kick return stuff like that against a very good Mound Ridge team. So, yeah, they're sitting at 0-5 right now, but there's some things that they can do well if you let them.
Well, they played arguably their best game last week against Republic County, who's also undefeated right now in district play. That was a 21-8 final. You mentioned just some athletes and maybe some guys getting out in space, but just kind of going off that, what's maybe another thing or two that kind of stands out about this Harrington team that could potentially present some problems tomorrow night?
Well, you know, I mean, they've been forced to play four quarters all year long. We haven't every week. And watching that Republic County game and some of their other films that we have, you know, even if they're down, even if they're sitting at 0-4, 0-5, you know, they never let up. So we're going to have to be ready to play a full game, no matter who we have on the field.
Playing a full game, obviously a key, but just give us a few notes on the chalkboard tomorrow night. What's it going to take to go out and get another district win?
Yeah, the biggest thing is probably getting back to some of our basics, working on us more as an offense. You know, we're going to really try to focus on doing some things that we have to do well later on in the season to be successful. Should be a good opportunity with what they do on defense to get some work on some of that stuff.
Valley Heights trying to continue to put that winning streak up another notch. They have four straight wins after the win against Bennington. They'll be at home tomorrow night against Harrington, another district game, trying to stay undefeated in that regard. But again, the Mustangs in a good spot here with a few weeks left in the regular season. That is Cody Trimble. We appreciate it, Coach, as always. Thanks for a few minutes of your time, and good luck tomorrow night.
Yeah, thank you.